The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
Good morning, Silver Mines.
Boop, boop.
Boop, boop, you do. It's August
14th. Okay.
August 14th, halfway through the month. Can you believe it? 2022. My goodness, the year is going by so fast. It's ridiculous. Pretty soon we'll be at the midterms. We're brought to you by MountaintopMedia.com in some cases. In other cases, it's Luke Pearson Construction, Custom Homes and Excavating. They're licensed and bonded. We want to give a shout-out there to Julie Foster down there in Red Bluff.
Julie Foster.
State Farm agent.
Insurance.
Is it Farmers or State Farm?
State Farm.
Is it State Farm?
I believe it's State Farm down there.
Yeah, I just wanted to make sure because I know that she's...
I'm pretty sure.
I'm not doing this because I'm getting paid.
Yeah. Ask the people out there. That's not what they say.
Oh, well, there you have it. And then, our producer is Liam. He's doing a great job. And I'm here in the great state of Jefferson with my sister Linda, who does all the heavy lifting, a ball of endless energy, a movable object, so there's no stumble for his name, sure, slayer, snowflake. She has heard more BS in a BOS meeting.
Good morning.
Maybe I should slow down and pronunciate my words.
I was going to say, you kind of sound like Nancy Pelosi after a couple of drinks.
I was thinking Biden, you know, Reds and Fraser, her.
True and a shout out.
You know that thing.
Herky, berky, ver.
Hairy legs.
And also, we have the kid that rocks around the clock, faster than a speeding internet connection, more powerful than high-speed download, and a 10th degree black belt in our Ram Dave, Cyber Dave!
Good morning.
Ram Dave?
Ram Dave?
He's a Ram Dave.
Oh, yeah.
Cyber Dave.
Wow!
I don't know, brought to you by our great sponsors and everybody else. Wow.
And it's Allstate Insurance.
It's Allstate.
It is Allstate. Yep.
I'm sorry, Julie, it's Allstate. So if you want to get your insurance needs met, go down and see Julie Foster. She's great.
Yeah, she'll let you know if it's worth it or not on some insurances.
There you go.
Yep. I just talked to her the other day.
It's nice to have some honesty.
Yeah.
Okay. We can be reached here at 530-605-457.
This is going to be a great show.
4, 5, you know what I mean.
Good interrupting me. 4, you know 5, what 6, I mean. 7, 4, 5, 6, 7.
You like 4, 5, my hairy 6, legs?
4, 6, 7.
Come on, man.
Oh, my God. Where are we going?
Yeah, hell. Probably.
I'm sure I want to go on this ride.
Maybe in a handbasket.
Where do I get off?
You're on the ride. You don't get to get off. Once you're on the ride, that's it.
As the siren,
here we go.
As the sirens go by outside. Jeez.
You're out of luck. Just buckle up because here it goes.
Here
Spanky.
We go. That's it. All right. So you're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460. 46, 34, 52.
Whoa. Okay.
One apple too many this morning.
And 14, you're listening 60. To 5.96 FM.
Stop it. KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio, Cutter Mike.
That hurt.
Yeah, Cutter, she did. She listened. Wow. Okay.
No. Nice try, but
so
it didn't work.
Where are we going here? I mean,
there's just so
there's a ton
much
of stuff to cover.
But I think maybe, to kind of go off of what they were talking about at the end of the last show,
right,
this teacher stuff and grooming children and stuff. I mean, if that doesn't, I mean, we know that it's going on, but now we know for
kind of
sure.
Close to home.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And the thing is, there's so many people that, I didn't know or whatever. How many other kids are out there? How many other teachers are doing things like this?
I don't know. I mean, I don't
you
even
know?
Want to speculate, but
I'm just saying, I'm just throwing it out there that the parents should be asking questions and pulling their kids out of school and doing different stuff. But, yeah, it's kind of close to home.
Yeah. That kind of let's head this direction then. Let's head in the direction of Shasta County to start with. And stop it. And so let's talk about this. Was Shasta? This is from Del Bigtree, the High Wire. This came out on the 12th, a couple days ago. Shasta County united the fight against the mandates, and I think that we need to play this and highlight that what happened. Give a shout out to Arthur Gorman. Uh-huh. I think he was completely responsible for doing the walkouts and showing that they are having a huge effect. People getting involved is what is going to solve this problem. People, holding their elected representatives accountable is going to change the day. And not getting involved, ignoring everything, living your own life, wanting to be left alone is not how you're going to be successfully free in a government that is, self-governance. The experiment of self-government has to have the participants involved in the process.
And what's good about this is, we do things and we try to make a difference in the community. And sometimes you don't see the results right away.
Right.
And people kind of get discouraged or, if you listen to the local media, there's no impact. But this is not true.
Right.
This it's starting to come out. This isn't the first time Shasta County has made national news and have people like this, showing what we're doing here in Shasta County. So it is effective, and it can be done everywhere.
Yeah, it's absolutely true. I'm fixing something here. Okay, so we can go ahead and play this clip. Let's get this clip played. And I think this is a feather in the cap of Shasta County.
Yeah.
And I think that this is shows that even it's like the little engine that could. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's go to our caller first.
You want to go to all right. Good morning, Rich. What you got?
Hey, I just wanted to follow up from the last program real quick. I was not able to get on. The teacher credentialing program status is available online. If there is any flags, any disciplinary flags under a teacher, they're supposed to show up next to the teacher's name on that website. The teacher in question that Rebecca was talking about is not showing any flags at the moment. That Reading STEM Academy, those charter schools, they have to operate under the auspices of a school district, administrative oversight of a local school district, okay? Guess which school district Reading STEM Academy operates in? Oh, yeah, that would be the County Office of Education, Judy Flores.
I was going to say.
And guess what? Judy Flores is not giving information to Rebecca that, of course, Judy has. If Judy has intimate knowledge of what's going on with this case, because that charter's operating under Scully. So, anyways, this Charter Academy, their next board meeting, August 24, it's a Wednesday at 8 a.m., how many parents can show up to that? They're still holding their meetings virtually. They're still afraid of a cold virus, even though the CDC last week said nothing to see here, move along.
Yeah, we're going to cover that a little bit today too, Rich, because they've quietly backed off their guidelines because of the pushback. And probably kickbacks as well. But yeah, they're backing off of it because people are just going, we're not doing it again.
Yep, so, exactly.
So this academy, these they're not called a board of supervisors. They're not called a board. They're called something else, but that's what they are. They are still holding virtual meetings. So that kind of gives you their political mindset now. That gives you their mindset now. And so the parents need to they need to force themselves upon this board and for the STEM Academy and say, look, you better start having your meetings in person. And then I tell the parents to go to those meetings and audio and video record those meetings. The Brown Act allows that to happen. So
right. The
pressure needs to be put onto this Reading STEM Academy, their board, and Judy Flores, by the way, who has administrative oversight of this Reading STEM Academy. So nothing but a cover-up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, anyway, this stuff really ticks me off, just like it does Rebecca. But anyways, all right, guys, thank you so much.
All right, thanks. We appreciate it.
All right, so let's go ahead. Are we ready to play this video? All right, here we go. This is Del Bigtree from the High Wire, and this is about Shasta County. Here we go.
I ask you that because one of our goals here on the High Wire is to make sure that you recognize how much power you have and what you can do to make a difference, that we all play a part in this world, and it is still within our grasp to make the world a better place. One of my favorite things that happens as I travel around the country and get stopped in airports is how many of you walk up to me and say, Del, I felt like I was all alone, but every Thursday when I tuned in the High Wire, I realized I wasn't crazy, that there were other people that thought the way I do, that there was real science behind the instincts that I had, and most of all, you gave me a sense of hope. When I hear that, I think, how many people would say that about any other news agency that they watch? It gives me a sense of hope. Well, I want to start this show out with one of the biggest reasons you should have a sense of hope. You actually do make a difference. And though they tried to attack you when you went to your school board meetings talking about masks or talking about adult information written into children's books and third graders' books and that you didn't want that to happen and you got attacked and even your own government said that maybe you should be listed as terrorists, we told you to stand up. We told you that that is what makes a difference. Well, today's story is just one of those stories, and we now have proof it makes a difference. This is all that you saw in the news. In many ways, it should have been enough. Take a look at this.
Hundreds of Shasta County students, parents, and educators took part in Monday's statewide school walkout. Shasta Union High School District Superintendent Jim Cloney says roughly 40% of students were absent. And while he wouldn't say how many staff members stayed off campus Monday, he did say they experienced higher than normal absence numbers.
No, I'm not surprised at all. So that's something that I support. So I think the parents and teachers should have their choice on whether they get this vaccine or not.
Roughly 45% of students in the Enterprise Elementary School District stayed home, and 5 to 6% of teachers took a personal day. That's according to their superintendent, Heather Armelino. Armelino said the number of student absence was higher than they anticipated.
Now, that's a great story. Obviously, a protest. 45% of the students in that county did not show up for school one day, which, you know, you could ask yourself, what kind of effect does that have? And we could have all been left with that news piece and say, well, that was a cool day, but did it do anything? Well, we wanted to know exactly that. So the Informed Consent Action Network, which is the nonprofit that makes this educational program possible, the High Wire, we went to our attorney, Aaron Seary, at his law firm, Aaron Seary and Glimstad, and said, could you put in some FOIA requests? We want to put in FOIA requests all over the health departments in California and anywhere where, remember, FOIA is Freedom of Information Act request. This means essentially that the government works for us. We don't work for them. Therefore, just like any boss can, I can see all of your business emails. We asked to see those emails. We wanted to know what effect this walkout had in Shasta County. And lo and behold, we have just gotten that information. Now, you would know this before you were watching the show if you are a part of our newsletter or part of our texting group. So this is how it looked if you were watching this week. It would have had a little ICANN, Parents Take Note, Grassroots Activism by Parents in California Prompt School Superintendents to Take Action Against COVID Mandate. This is what the legal update looked like, but let's go back. Because right now, if you want to be on top of everything, you only have to text in and become a part of this program. Text ICANN, type in the letters ICANN, and send that to 720-22 to sign up for text alerts. Those text alerts help you know when we're going live. Even, you know, for those of you that maybe forget on Thursday, oh, it's time to go live, bing, it'll be there on your phone. But also, if we're having a special program or doing some, you know, alert or we're in on a congressional hearing and you want to know about that, all you have to do is be a part of that text alert and you get these breaking stories. Well, back to this story. We put in Freedom of Information Act requests and wanted to know what effect it had. Well, lo and behold, we found out that the superintendents got together across the county, over 25 of them, and they all sent a letter to the California Department of Health demanding that they watch out. Now, this is from their own letter. This is what we received in our Freedom of Information Act request. It was sent to Governor Newsom, the Senate President, all the lists, Dr. Richard Pan, Ben Allen, these people were all in there, dear California leaders. And it goes on to say this. We have received many emails. Remember, these are the superintendents of Shasta County complaining. We have received many emails and have heard many hours of public comment from parents who are concerned about how quickly these vaccinations have been developed and tested. A majority of the families in our community are expressing hesitancy with regard to vaccinating their children, as many as 80%, according to one of our largest district surveys. They are voicing the request for a choice and their plans to withdraw their children from public school if vaccines are required. 45% of families across Shasta County public schools kept their students home on October 18th to demonstrate their opposition to the vaccine mandate. We are hearing anywhere from 25 to 70% of students, depending on the district, whose parents will not enroll their children in Shasta County public schools next year if the mandate is legislated and the exemption is eliminated. This could very well mean closure of many of our smaller school districts and fracturing of our larger districts. Obviously, huge financial losses if you lose 25 to 75% of the students in your schools. This is just one county, one complaint. Well, it was important enough that internal letters were then sent. We have those FOIA requests, and we found out this was Aragon Tomas, who was sending out. He was the letter from the Shasta County superintendents. He shared it with the other health directors and forwarded that letter on. Respectfully, this is, what is it? For your situational awareness. I was trying to remember what FYSA is. For your situational awareness, respectfully, and he forwarded it on. Did it have an effect? Well, we wouldn't have known. We could say, oh, those things don't actually work. But now we know that that's what happened, and directly after that, this was the headline. California lawmaker, they're talking about Senator Richard Pan, scraps plan to require COVID-19 vaccinations for school children, April 14th, 2022. And there you have it. The parents rose up. When you are writing your superintendents, when you are writing into your schools and saying, I don't agree with this, I want the masks off my kids, when you're showing up in mass to these school board hearings, and when you do something as bold and brilliant as saying, we're staging a walkout if you don't listen to us, let it be known now that Shasta County changed the law for California, changed the direction that the COVID vaccine mandate was going. And as California goes, so goes much of the country. That little county may have saved us all across this nation from a mandated COVID-19 vaccine this week as we prepare for school. That doesn't mean this is over. What it shows us is that how we fight, how we stand for what we believe, and when we stand together, power to the people. We make a difference. Thank you, Shasta County, for being bold. And I want to thank my legal team for uncovering that brilliant piece of information, because we could all go ahead with our heads dropped down thinking maybe we're just getting lucky. That's what they may want us to believe. No, we are winning.
I thought that was brilliant. And I think the things to take away from that are that maybe the schools will go out of business without the parents and the students' participation.
You think?
Yeah, isn't that kind of interesting? So the teachers, yeah. Let's just do whatever the teachers' unions say. Let's just give up, let's have more and more benefits, less and less work time. Let's just keep taking and taking and taking and taking and see if the parents will keep standing for it.
Well, and this really gets back to one of the points that we made a long time ago. If you're a teacher and you do not want to be a part of the system collapsing, you can get out of the teachers union and stop supporting them. And we encourage right. you to, because at the end of the day, what we're seeing from the teachers union, every facet of the teachers union and within our schools, is they're as corrupt as can be.
Yeah.
Yesterday, as a matter of fact, I have a article here from the Post Millennial Teachers Union tells educators to ignore Florida law on not teaching gender identity in schools. Once again, this is the Teachers Union. This is what they do. They also fund the political candidates that are most likely to tear our country apart and lead us to Marxism and socialism and to you only nothing and liking it.
Well, you know, it's just gotten to the point of stupidity with this stuff. And let's talk a little bit about the vaccines, and we want to talk about the IRS agents.
Well, I was going to say there's an article, and I think this is from Epoch Times, or however you want to say that, about did you know that there's a big lawsuit against Governor Newsom for the mandates in the schools? They're suing him now over this.
Who is? Do you know who?
It is Facts, Facts, Law, Truth, and Justice that is bringing this lawsuit because, as we've talked many times, it was a mandate. It wasn't a law, and so now because of the children that have been injured, you know, their motto is "Let them breathe." They're bringing a lawsuit against him. And it looks like on a lot of stuff, they're starting to win against the establishment like Newsom on all this stuff.
They need to, but there needs to be more. Because the problem is, like we see in New York right now, for instance. All right, so they get a ruling talking about how their gun laws there are unconstitutional. So they come right out the same day and say, oh, well, they say that, so we're just going to end up changing the law up slightly and reinstating it and making it go all the way back up to the Supreme Court. There needs to be real problems for the people that go against our Constitution. There needs to be laws in place. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, if you go against the Constitution, you should get automatic 10 years in prison. You should have a $100,000 fine, and you should never be able to hold any office within the government, not even dog watcher.
Well, I think that's what the communists in power, if you will, are afraid of. That's why they're so dead set against Trump getting back into office, is because what's happening is that I think there's going to be retribution from the fact that they're going to start firing everybody. They're going to go through all these guys. They've all shown who they are. And they're going to start firing all these guys off. And that's what needs to happen. They need to clean house, you know. And if it won't be and I'm not saying the Republican Party. I'm saying that at some point in time, if you get Trump back into office, they're going to start firing a bunch of people. And the Republicans, there's a bunch of ones that are going to come into power. They're probably going to understand that they, in order to preserve themselves, they're going to have to start firing people.
Yeah, he had it before he left office where he was going to get rid of, what was it? To start with, was like 50,000 people.
He's talking about, I think last figure I heard was about 30,000 people. But the thing about it is it absolutely needs to be done. This might be a good time to actually play that clip from Bernie.
I haven't had it pulled up yet, but I will. Let me get there. But I want to talk about the CDC, and then I'll pull the Bernie clip up. CDC, this comes from the Gateway Pundit. CDC quietly removes statement that says mRNA and spike protein do not last long in the body from their website. In other words, they've changed their stance on everything. They've also backed off the mandates of the mask. They've backed off the 6-foot social distancing.
You don't have to quarantine. You don't have to do this. You don't have to do that now.
Oh, well, and this, go ahead.
And the reason why they're doing that also is probably because of legal liabilities based upon the fact we've had information. We were talking about it on the show. I got banned off of platforms for mentioning the fact that it's metabolized within your liver. It's metabolized within your organs. And it is also replicated by your body for an extended period of time to where it's there. You're going to have it now.
Well, the guys that are getting sick, according to the stuff I've seen, 60, I don't remember everything, but I read a lot of stats. The last ones I read, 67% of the guys that are getting reinfected with COVID or infected initially with COVID are all the guys that got the shots.
Well, yeah. And I find it very interesting at the same time as they're backing off on those, have you heard on August 11th, this is from timcast.com, CDC, likely several hundred polio cases in New York.
Yeah,
now.
I did see that, yes.
So, I mean, that's pretty serious stuff.
Not to mention all the people that have been dropping dead lately. Gee, that's just all a big coincidence, right? That they're all
There's
just
no
dropping
connection between all of that. Come on, guys. Well,
there is.
I know. I'm being a smartass. I'm just being a smartass. We all know that it's connected.
Well, because they're saying.
The narrative now is that it's climate change. Your gardening and being in the heat is causing these heart attacks.
Do you know the stupidest one I've heard so far? is that, and I posted this this morning, is that now they're trying to say, here it is. This is a news analyst from ABC. News analysts suggest that Americans are angry over the Trump raid because Merrick Garland is a Jew, is Jewish. Did you know he was Jewish? I didn't know he was Jewish. That was my question. He's Jewish?
Not to mention, I'm not really aware of Merrick Garland doing really anything much of anything.
Well, he's a loser. But, you know, the thing is that, shows
that's the way we look at everything. You know, what nationality is that person?
They will do anything to smear their opposition with lies so that it looks like their narrative is true and correct. A bunch of right-wing idiots. I guess we got to go to a break.
We do have to go to a break. If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Hey, Bob the Drop here. The other day, I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Join the Cascade Theater on August 21st for one of the finest in-demand rock and roll ensembles working today, Lucas Nelson and Promise of the Real. Lucas Nelson and POTR have wowed audiences and won fans with their fiery stage performances and singular sounds, which smoothly straddles rock and roll, country, soul, folk, and R&B. This will be a night you won't forget. Purchase tickets at CascadeTheater.org or 243-8877 for a night of a lifetime with Lucas Nelson and POTR on August 21st at the Cascade Theater.
Some of you eat all the lies you've been fed. Some of you just go along. Training acceptance inside of your head to give them whatever they want. You're leaving your brothers and sisters behind. You're told it's the best thing to do. You're shutting out friends 'cause you're told that's what's right. Now they win because all of us lose. And it's so sad watching these times as they change. And it's so indoors in a prison of this silent war.
Five Times August there. That's a great song. Yeah, so let's play a little Bernie Sanders, because Bernie's already talking about how they're going to get their butts kicked in the midterms even.
Hey, Bernie finally got based.
I think Bernie's been basing for quite some time.
I'm surprised he's still alive.
We're not talking about baseball here either. We're not, you know. We're talking about when he gets to second base, it's a whole different ballgame.
So the young kids, my generation, we say based when we say something is truthful.
Well, in my generation, if you were basing.
Yeah, that was a whole different,
that was a whole different ball game, buddy. It's sort of, that sort of would be on the line of, oh, I don't know, somebody named Hunter?
Yeah, no cat boomer.
All right, here's Bernie. And I think that the Democrats are terrified. And I want to say, before we play this clip real quick, they're trying to bait everybody into violence. If you can't see that, that's all this is about, is they're trying to cause people so they can say, look, there they are, the right-wing violent protesters, the right-wing January 6ers. They're all a bunch of violent extremists, and all they want is to kill everybody. But the real deal is that we need to maintain our presence, but we also need to understand they're baiting us, and they want us to create violence. And they've tried this several different times. The best thing we can do is whip their asses in the election and fire every damn one of them.
That's why they're changing the definition, like with the militia extremists and all of that. That's why they're putting that into play to keep the narrative going.
Well, and I wouldn't just say it's the left. It's the left and the corrupt establishment right.
It's
as well.
Establishment. I got to agree with Dan Bongino. He says, you know, there's corruption on both the right and the left, but there's no Republicans on the left. There's rhinos on the right, but there's still some good Republican conservatives, and there's none on the left. So what we want to do is we want to reward the guys that are actually doing the good thing and not necessarily lump them together. But I do see your point. I mean, Mitch McConnell, is anybody believe that he's a conservative?
Look at any single ones of the Republicans that just passed that bill to send all that aid
over
to Ukraine.
That's what I'm talking about.
Well, you
but
can't
there was
vote
a bunch
for,
of
yeah.
people, but look at the people who voted against it as well.
Yes.
Right. Yeah. I'm just saying you can't vote just because they have an R after their name, just vote for them because.
Well, those guys are a bunch of snakes.
That's exactly my point on it. And to that note, Ted Cruz was one of those people that sent it through.
Are you gonna let me play Boyne?
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
Recent Gallup poll, the approval rate for Congress is at 16%, with 82% of the American people disapproving of the work we are doing here. 16% think we're doing a good job, 82% think not. Further, according to a recent University of Chicago poll, a strong majority of Americans, and this is extremely important, and I hope members of Congress hear this. A majority of Americans believe that the government is, quote, corrupt and rigged against me, end of quote.
No.
People believe the government is corrupt and rigged against them. Further, according to the USA Today poll that came out last week, a very strong majority no longer believe that the Democratic or Republican parties are responding to their needs, and we need to move to a multi-party system. And I think what is most frightening in terms of where the American people are politically today is that there is actually a growing number of Americans who believe that they may have to take up arms against their own government in order to accomplish what they think needs to be done.
Well, you know, I got to say, if it comes down to the fact that you're completely lost your freedom, there is no recourse, you're Venezuela, and you don't have any other choice, maybe. Yeah, but they're afraid of this because it doesn't have to go that far. They want to push everybody into violence because they're losing this war. They're losing this silent war because people are waking up and they're starting to realize that. And this raid was a big catalyst, too.
I was going to say, it's
too,
such
yeah.
a slap in the face.
Well,
with that.
The whole reason why we have a democratic republic is because we have different states. We have all of these places that are trying to come together and be able to voice their opinions. And the only way to do that without bloodshed is through the voting process. The problem that we had is in 2020, there were serious election concerns that have been denied, refuted, fact-checked, but never actually looked into, to where the vast majority of Americans right now don't know whether or not our election system is free and fair. And what they do know is that their gas prices, their food, and everything else is hitting that inflection point. And what we've seen in the past is it only takes about 30% of your paycheck having to go to food before a civil war happens. That's what we see in other countries. Well, right now, you already have people that are hitting that point. And to that point right now, I have four stories that happened in this last week. So August 11th, Oklahoma man pleads guilty to stalking and threatening to kill Republican congressman and his family.
That's no big deal, though.
Well, as of today's date, man fatally shoots himself after plowing car into barricade outside U.S. Capitol, opening fire at the Capitol people, and then kills himself.
Was he a Republican or a Democrat?
They're looking into it.
What nationality was he?
Don't know.
Just asking.
So, also, August 12th, 2 days ago, FBI to adjust security posture after man fires nail gun into Cincinnati field office. Now, this guy was a guy that they claim was a Republican. He was on Truth Social, said he had a way to get past bulletproof glass, and tried to go in with a nail gun to end up, I'm guessing, destroy the bulletproof glass and then tried opening fire on these officers at this field office before being chased into a field and shot. Now, we also had, as of a day ago, parents tased and arrested outside of Arizona Elementary School that went on lockdown over armed male trying to enter the building. This is all within the last 4 days, guys.
Well, there's a lot of things going on out there that are not being reported. There's no question about it. And that's the problem. You have to go to any alternative news sources at this point. You know, we try to come up with stuff that is not being reported by our local meathead medias because they're all liars. It's like, have you seen that clip with Marjorie,
Taylor Greene,
where, what's his name? God, I can't. Jake Tapper is walking down the street with her, and he's trying to quote a text from her, and he's misquoting everything, and she sits there and forces him to read it to show what a liar he is because they're trying to paint a narrative. It's just like what's happened here. Have you heard one good story about anything locally here about the recall, about any of the conservative movements that have been going on about? Any of this? Have you seen one positive story in our local meathead media that paints a fair picture?
You can't call it local media.
Well,
when
it's
all
not.
When all of our local media is owned by the same major conglomerates as all the rest of the media, it's not local.
Well, and I won't even talk to them anymore at all.
I won't talk
to them because they're pieces of crap. They twist everything you say. They bring up sound bites on their news reports. It's never, it's always a story. It's never the story. They're always trying to twist it into something.
Well, they already label you right out the gate.
Let's talk about
who controls them. They label us no matter what. Right out the gate, no matter what the story is.
It's just like when you listen to the two news channels here. We got, Action News and we got KRCR. What are they, let's go to KRCR. What are they saying over and over and over and over again? If you've ever watched any, I watched the weather in the morning and that's about
fair and balanced.
No. You can trust us. The news you can trust. It's all about trust, 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 trust. And you can't trust anything these guys say. You can barely trust the weather report, even if you're looking at the damn radar. And the same on the other one. It's all spoon-fed crap.
So even to the weather report, let's go ahead and break it down to what it actually is. They're freaking bobbleheads reading from a teleprompter from a person that is giving them this information from a larger corporation down to what they say.
That's why when they've done those things where they've got, 30 news talking heads saying the exact same thing
all
over and over again.
All you have to do is look up Very Dangerous for Our Democracy. You'll find out Sinclair Media Group put together across all of these different companies, CBS, Fox, you had CNN, you had all the rest of them and all the local channels, all across the country saying the exact same thing word for word. And I call them bobbleheads because that's what they do. They teach you to twist your head a little bit to the right and a little bit to the left as you read so you can't see that they're reading from a teleprompter.
Right. And we know from past people that have worked for the TV station here or the news team
right.
that if they went out and got an article and they were going to present it without it being edited, so to speak, they wouldn't allow it.
Right. Mm-hmm.
If it wasn't what you're saying, like from the top, mm-hmm. they were told either you get, this is what you're going to report and how you're right. going to report it,
right.
or else you don't have a job.
It's like Jimmy, it's the Ron Burgundy report.
Well, this is the problem, too, that's constantly leading us to hate each other more and more because the quote-unquote right stations are going out and getting these gotcha clips of the stupidest of Democrats out there that don't even have an understanding of whether or not they're wearing boxers or briefs. And then you have the quote-unquote left that goes out and finds the most bum-hick Republican who sure. doesn't know anything and probably still is living in the 1930s and compelled by racism, and then they put that out there as if that's the majority.
Well, this is a disinformation war. That's why you have so many screwed up people in this thing, you know, across the board at every level. They're so screwed up. Their minds have been so screwed up with disinformation that they don't know what weighs up, you know, and that's the problem, you know. They look at life from a prism of facts that aren't true.
Well, not just that. They come from money's more important to me. You know, that's what they look at.
There's different levels.
There's different levels. That,
you got the useful idiots at the bottom that, you know, they don't really understand much of anything, but, you know, it's like saying, you know, I always tell my kids, it's like this, you know, these people are like this. You know, the Democratic Party, if they had control of your kids, would say, you don't want to go to school. It's a long walk. And you have to get on the bus, and there's other people there on the bus that might call you names. And when you get there, you know, you might not have any friends. And then you actually have to sit down and learn stuff and work hard in order to be successful. See, what that does is they're saying don't do these things because they're dumbing you down when the real deal is you have to fight through adversity to get someplace and get something, whether it's an education, whether it's work, whether it's starting a business. You know, nothing's for free, but that's what they want. They want to act like it's in your best interest not to go to school.
Well, and it's I have a different take on that, because you take the 1950s, and what I believe was sold a bunch of crap to women is the idea of, oh, you need to be empowered by going out and getting a job. You need to be empowered by leaving your kids at the government daycare
right.
to where they can go ahead and indoctrinate that, while the government just basically increased their total revenue and income by two, because now we have two people working, and now we can turn around and watch your kids and fill their
Well,
minds with
and
our
the
stuff.
Example I'm using is that they're using things that are just a part of life that you have to work your way through to get an education. What they want
to experience life.
They don't want you to have an education. They want you to be indoctrinated, like you're saying.
Exactly.
They
and
want
that's
you
all
to,
it is.
They want you to go to school because they control the schools. If they were teaching freedom in those schools, if they were teaching the Constitution, if they were teaching what the founders' intents were instead of a bunch of garbage, like, oh, they're all racist slave owners, you know, not the fact that, you know, these people created a document that set people free of all races and creeds and colors, and it took a little time for it to implement. And if you go to their original writings, they even say that slavery is an abomination. They need to get rid of it. How do you get rid of slavery with a document when half the country owns slaves? You know? And so they created a government that was to free everybody, and they can't even get that thing, they can't even get that straight. All they can do is focus on anything that was bad. Well, that's like saying, you know, gee, if we're going to talk about slaves, every country in the world at that point had slaves. Every country in the world. But we don't talk about the Africans owning slaves. We don't talk about the Chinese owning slaves. We don't talk
about
the Indians owning slaves. No, we just talk about a few white men that create a document that made everybody free.
Well, and it's amazing, too, how much history rhymes. Like, right now, we're actually going through and looking at the exact same conversation that we had about slavery back in the day. right now with the abortion topic, you literally have the nation that is split on one end and the other saying abortion is murder, which is the side that I'm on, versus other people that say, oh, well, we should be able to kill the baby even after it's born, or at viability or the rest of it. And it's interesting because Kansas was one of those places they actually had internal documents to where they were trying to decide whether or not they were going to be an abolitionist state to abolish slavery or not. And they had an internal war on that at the time.
Right.
It is repeating itself right now. At this very moment, they're going through and they passed a law that says that it is illegal. However, based upon their state constitution, it was legal and protected based upon their state constitution. However, they had an amendment to ratify that recently that was voted down. It hasn't changed. These topics haven't changed. You still have the Democrats that are for segregationism. And I say basically that side is as
well. Well, see, they cherry-pick everything. You know, did they own slaves? Yeah, some of them did. Did the black guy, was the black guy the first slave owner in America?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh. I guess we won't talk about, did the Indians enslave other Indians? Yeah. Constantly.
Oh, yeah.
Go to the wars down. So all Indians are bad now, right?
No.
Well, see, because they will not talk about the real subject matter. It's always deflect. It's always try to smear. It's never about the context of what's going on with the actual thing that you're trying to
From
learn.
From the beginning of time, man has enslaved
well, my point
own
is,
people.
The only ones we want to talk about is a bunch of rich white guys in the colonies that created a document to free everybody. Those are the guys we need to target. We're not going to target anybody else because everybody else that owns slaves is somehow now purified.
But if they were rich, they could have got rid of their slaves, but they weren't rich, so wasn't it a law that if you weren't rich, that you were indebted, that you couldn't free your slaves?
Well, I don't know. I mean,
I'm pretty sure that's the way it was.
All I'm saying is that
I'm just saying they weren't rich.
Does it matter what they were before this document was created? If everybody got together that owned slaves and said, well, it's time to abolish it, does that mean that they are forever slave owners and they have no redemption at all, even though they've come together to get rid of it?
Well, that's why they wanted to abolish it, because they couldn't free them, and that was the only way they could free them.
My point is that you can't go back in history without context. You can't go back into, let's go back to the Comanche wars down in Texas, where the Comanches were raiding other Indian tribes constantly and either killing them off or enslaving
them.
That's what they were known for.
Yes.
But all of a sudden, and I'm not trying to disparage Comanches, what I'm trying to do is illustrate a point here, is you can't go back in time without context.
It was the norm. It was the norm for everyone. You go back to biblical days, they had slavery. For instance, if you ended up stealing from a man, you owed him 7 times what you stole from him, and you'd have to work that off. But the thing about it is, the only reason why they're pushing this narrative of the 1618 Project, which has no merit whatsoever, of saying that Thomas Jefferson owned slaves and that he even raped one of them and had a child by her,
right.
There's no evidence of that either. There's one guy that suggests it, and everybody else from the foundations that studied the actual document says no, there's no precedent for that.
In fact, if you were going to go that far, there was a family of black people that, you know, I think that Thomas Jefferson probably did have kids with. But they liked him. And they thought he was a great guy. So in other words, if you can't openly marry a black person, does that mean that if you have relations with them, they have to be a slave and you have to treat them badly?
Well, actually, to that point, my wife and I, we were listening to the TimCast IRL program this morning. And they were discussing about how one of these Democratic representatives was actually saying how they wanted to go back before slavery and try to work on some of these amendments and actually make it to where people couldn't marry of the same race. And I'm married in a mixed relationship. My wife is Hispanic, and I obviously am pretty doggone white. I'm basically a mutt from a whole bunch of different places. I think I got 3% black in
there. Kind of remind me a little of Stewie, by the way.
Thanks. I'm probably more black than Elizabeth Warren, but probably more white than most black people.
It's ridiculous.
It's
just totally ridiculous. You go back to the Irish being enslaved by the English.
All of them.
Because there had to be a way to break out of that. So the first country in the history of the world that says everybody needs to be free. All men are created equal. You're going to go after the guys that set that document up. So even though it took 20 years to implement, and they did free all the slaves in the Civil War, by the way, and a bunch of people died to free the slaves, so all men were created equal, and all men could be free, but somehow or another, we're going to disparage the guys that finally put that into place so that the world could be free.
The only reason that you would do that is if you are trying to make a generation despise their nation and destroy any type of nationality that you have and any type of pride that you have in your nation, so therefore you can abolish said nation and replace it with whatever gulag nation you want.
And then you ask
yourself, total control.
Why was Frederick Douglass a Republican? Why was Frederick Douglass a conservative? Why was Frederick Douglass a freed slave? Why was go back and read Frederick Douglass. Go back, read some of Thomas Sowell's stuff. Okay, and see, you know, from the perspective of a black person, somebody who has got an education, who's read the original documents, who's actually studied this stuff, instead of regurgitating some crap that some professor who's been, you know, got a Marxist degree in slavery, 101, and socialism, that regurgitates nothing but what they think, not what actually happened. They don't study the original documents. They twist them. And then you come out of college thinking that all white guys that were in the Revolutionary War were a bunch of slave owners. And that means that whatever documents they did after that, you disparage those, because that way you can connect the dots by,
they don't want to look at history at all.
No.
They want to totally erase history.
Well, it's kind of
that aspect, so that they can, you know, interject their thoughts of all the racism and all the crap that's going on.
Yeah, it's really stupid.
It is. And for people to think that even is the right way to go, come on.
See, what they don't want to do is they don't want to bridge the gap to handing everything over to the government. They don't want to bridge the gap, and they never ask the question, what happens if you do that? What happens if everybody has to support everybody else and the government has to do the redistribution? What happens if the government has the power to take everything that they want from a rich person and give it to a poor person? What happens if the government gets so much power that it can do whatever they want?
Well, let's just talk about it simply. So what we see right now is they're hiring 87,000 new IRS agents.
That's a topic we're going to talk about.
And we also have a situation to where none of those agents are going to be ending up making anything for themselves. All they're going to be doing is taking wealth from other people.
Right.
The problem that you see anytime you historically have high taxes that end up being implemented on anybody, what happens? They move. They leave. They flee. We saw it with California. We saw it all across the nation in some parts because it was cheaper in China. So they move all their business and all their currency and everything over there. They boost China's economy while our economy goes down. Our jobs are lost. And then we're in a situation to where everybody's pointing the finger at somebody else saying it's your fault. And
in
they
the meantime,
love to demonize
in
farmers.
In the meantime, they don't follow the Constitution and they take everybody's freedom incrementally away. And so they don't even understand. It's kind of like the basketball player that just got busted in
Russia
for bringing dope in. Mm-hmm. All right. How stupid are you? Well, they are so screwed up that, oh, the world is all beautiful, except when they finally get to a regime that actually is communist and actually is government control, then what happens is they get 9 years in prison for having some pot, which they should have known better in the first place. It's just plain stupidity. And then they go, well, where's all the freedom? Well, because they gave all of their control over to the government.
Well, my favorite part was she said they violated her rights.
Newsflash,
you don't have rights. That's why America rocks and these other places
stink. And they're trying to get rid of our rights in America so that the government controls everything, just like every place else in the world.
And if you think hiring the 87,000 new IRS agents is only going to be for certain people, you're fooling yourself. It's not going to matter.
Well, we already discussed
last week.
It's targeting 18,000 small businesses.
No, it's going to affect everybody. Anytime the government says it's only going to do this, we know with the IRS, only this, what happens?
Yes.
They start targeting everybody.
But that's
it's not going to be just...
At the beginning, before it's even set, well, it's like already targeting. Once that target's done,
well, they've been
targeting.
Yeah, they've been targeting.
Well,
this just gives them more power.
I was going to correct the chat room, Burgess. There is income tax in South Dakota. There's just no state income tax in South Dakota. So you're about half right there, but the federal income tax applies across the states.
Right.
At this point, even though I think it's probably a big scandal.
Because, you know, we've seen it, especially in the last couple of years, the IRS, it doesn't matter how much somebody makes. They're doing and sending letters to all kinds of people.
Right.
And they're just starting with the letters, but I guess with that, I guess we're at the top of the hour. So we will pick this up on the other side if you want to call in. The number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
News from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. A delegation of U.S. lawmakers are in Taiwan today, just about 2 weeks after a visit by House Speaker Nancy Pelosi angered China. Beijing responded to that visit by sending missiles, warships, and warplanes carrying around Taiwan as a warning. The American Institute in Taiwan says the five-member delegation is led by Democratic Senator Edward Markey of Massachusetts. The Federal Trade Commission inviting public comment on the dangers of companies collecting data on you and me. Bob Agnew reports.
From fitness trackers to smart home appliances, average Americans find themselves more vulnerable than ever to snooping by corporations and so-called big tech. The data collected can be used and abused in a myriad of ways, and now the FTC says it will host a virtual public forum next month on proposed new regulations on data gathering. The public is invited to sign up online for a first-come, first-served opportunity to take part in the online event. It's set for September 8th. Bob Agnew reporting.
South Carolina Senator Tim Scott is a rising star in the Republican Party, but would he like to rise to a higher office, say, in 2024?
One of the things I've learned in my high school days of playing football and my 1 year playing college football is only focus on one game at a time. And the people of South Carolina have elected me to serve them in the United States Senate, and I'm up for re-election. So the only objective I have today is to make sure that they, my bosses, know how much I appreciate the job I have. I'm going to continue to do it to the best of my ability.
Scott was a recent guest on the Salem Radio Network. Egypt's Coptic Church says a fire at one of its churches in Cairo has killed at least 41 people today and injured another 14. The church says it looks like some kind of an electrical problem was the cause of the tragedy. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Do you find yourself stuck in a timeshare? Get the real facts about the timeshare industry and your options for cancellation. Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, beat the largest timeshare company in federal court and has put together a free information guide that reveals the secrets the timeshare industry doesn't want you to know, including the five ways to get rid of your timeshare. Call now and get the timeshare cancellation guide absolutely free.
Call 800-859-6688. That's 800-859-6688.
All of us come from somewhere. All of us have origin stories.
From executive producer Larry Elder.
Divine Providence was clearly operating in the lives of Black Americans.
And director Justin Malone.
When I was growing up, we were never taught that America was bad. We were raised to love America.
Comes the continuation of their 2020 hit film, Uncle Tom. Uncle Tom Part 2, An American Odyssey. Pre-order today on Salem Now.
Travelers who missed flights because of lengthy delays that have plagued one European airport for months may be getting a check in the mail.
Amsterdam's Schiphol Airport has launched a compensation program in an effort to head off a possible mass claim for compensation by passengers who saw their holiday plans evaporate amid hours-long delays for security screening. The Dutch airport was one of several across Europe plunged into chaos by staff shortages and soaring demand as air travel rebounded strongly from 2 years of COVID-19. Airlines and airports slashed jobs during the pandemic, making it difficult to quickly ramp back up to serve the new burst of travelers. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
Mexico's president has begun exploring plans to sidestep Congress and hand formal control of the National Guard to the Army. It's a move that could extend the military's control over policing in a country with very high levels of violence because of drug dealing. News and analysis at townhall.com. A loud boom was heard by some residents in Utah and Idaho yesterday morning.
So what was that sound? Officials conclude it may have been a meteor, which was heard around 8:30 local time. Some describe it as a loud, booming sound, followed by a few seconds of rumbling. Utah's governor confirmed there was no evidence of an earthquake or military activity. However, the National Weather Service office in Salt Lake City said its lightning detection mapper likely picked up the meteor's trail flash, which officials believe a witness's video confirms. George Williams reporting.
Today is Sunday, August the 14th. It's the 226th day of 2022. On this date in history, 1935, President Franklin Delano Roosevelt signed the Social Security Act into law. And on this date in 1945, President Truman announced that Japan had surrendered unconditionally, finally ending World War II. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, hey, how's it going, buddy? Glad to see you in the chat room, man.
Yeah, been a long time.
Yeah, gosh, maybe we'll have you start becoming a call-in guest. Love and life. All right, good job, buddy. Good job, man. Good to see you in the chat room.
Yeah.
All right. So I was we're going to the IRS crap. Okay, so we know that what has come out is that IRS agents, decided the IRS is going to fund 87,000 new agents.
Right.
I hear that they're going to be dressed in these long leather coats with SS on their hats and stuff.
Well, actually, did you see within their job description they want them to be ready 24 hours a day. They
7 days a week.
Armed, yeah. 7 days a week. Yeah, they want them to be armed and be willing to take life if necessary.
Yeah.
Willing actually, to use deadly force.
Yeah, absolutely. Huh. So that's interesting. I had a clip here from Babylon Bee. Saruman breeds an army of 87,000 more tax collectors.
Well, you know, I kind of agree with Jesus on this. We should flip the tables, kick them all out, completely abolish everybody in the IRS, FBI, DOJ.
So
I heard that now IRS is going to be one of the biggest, if not the biggest, government agency. I haven't found that information.
I got a clip here. We're going to play here in just a second, and he kind of goes over that. But I do have the major duties. Now the thing about this ad that they put in to hire people, they pulled the ad as soon as it, and somebody screenshotted it. Once it gets on the internet, nothing ever goes away.
Right.
But they screenshotted it and put it back up, basically saying, okay, these guys were hiring. So here's their major duties: to adhere to the highest standards of conduct, especially in maintaining honesty and integrity. Boy, that's a.
How does that work if you're an IRS agent?
Are you freaking kidding me? Work at a minimum hours, 50 hours per week, which may include irregular hours, be on call 24/7, including holidays and weekend. Maintain a level of fitness necessary to effectively respond to life-threatening situations on the job.
What does that mean?
You're an accountant? What is this, CSI accountant style? What are you talking about?
Are you coming in an armored vehicle, too?
IRS Bond. Yeah. IRS Bond.
This is insane. Maintain a level of fitness for life. You know, I'll tell you what. I've been in the business 38 years, some plus, whatever. I've seen IRS agents, all kinds of IRS agents. And you know something? Some of these guys, I'll tell you a couple of stories. Okay, here's one. The guy had a freaking chart of the USS Enterprise, a drawing, they do the schematics of the. So I'm walking in here and I'm sitting down at this guy's and he's got a draftsman type drawing of the USS Enterprise on his wall. This is the guy that's auditing me.
Star Trek.
I'm thinking, are you freaking kidding me? Live long and prosper, nanu nanu. What? This guy's got Star Wars on his walls.
So, Star Trek.
Star Trek, excuse me. You know, a drafted drawing, you know, that you, just like you do if you're, you know, drafting out a building, you know, that type of thing, like a draft.
And
like
we
a,
have to be in reality to be an IRS agent?
You see, he was wanting to understand what it looked like because he identified as a Klingon.
Unbelievable. So I've seen some pretty rough calibers of IRS agents. So there's a few more that stand out, but we'll go on. Carrying a firearm and be willing to use deadly force if necessary. That's a requirement for auditing somebody?
Yes.
Okay, and then we have the bullets and all that. We'll go into it. Be willing and able to participate in arrests, execution of search warrants, and other dangerous assignments. So they're hiring. This is who they're hiring.
Welcome to Gestapo.
That's right.
Yeah.
You'll own nothing, and you'll love it. Would you like a cigarette with that old man? Slap the punk! okay, so.
Well, and it's funny, too, because they talk about this bill not going after anyone over 400,000 per year.
Baloney.
And we've already seen that that's not going to be the case. But bigger than that, at the rate of inflation, we're all going to have to be at 400,000 per year by the end of the year.
It's all bull crap. It's like anything they say, Social Security, that's social insecurity. It's the Inflation Reduction Act. Are you kidding me? It's the Inflation Increase Act. You know, everything these guys put together, it's always the title is always exactly the opposite of what they say it's going to be because that's how they sell it to the public because nobody reads the bill. Remember, read it before you have to pass it before you can read it. You know, Nancy freaking Pelosi, you know, she's got ice cream in one hand and vodka in the other.
Well, it's like that Freedom Tunes clip we played a while ago. All we have to do is change the names of what it is.
That's right.
Now inflation.
And now when Joe Biden makes a gaffe, we've changed the dictionary, so it's not a gaffe anymore. It's an actual word.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And are they going to go after all the pot growers, the big cartels and stuff?
No, because that.
Oh,
that,
come on! I mean, why would? Who else are they going to be raiding in the middle of the night?
That's free enterprise. That's free enterprise for global citizens.
They make over 400,000.
Let's be honest. Yeah. Why would they go after themselves? Most of these cartels, we have all the information dating back that the CIA is the one.
No,
running
because
the
they're getting paid.
All right, so here's the clip.
And guns.
This is Tucker Carlson did a little spot in this, and let's hear what he's got to say.
Start treating the IRS as a military agency, you should be very worried. And that's exactly what the U.S. government is doing. In 2018, the Government Accountability Office reported that more than 2,000 IRS enforcement agents have more than 4,000 weapons, guns, that kill people, remember? The IRS is also stockpiling more than 5 million rounds of ammunition. In 2020, the watchdog organization OpenTheBooks.com reported the IRS has spent more than $20 million on guns and ammo between 2006 and 2019. A few lawmakers are trying to stop this. Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz is one of them. He just introduced the Disarm the IRS Act. It's sponsored by Marjorie Taylor, Paul Gosar, and Jeff Duncan. Matt Gaetz joins us tonight. Congressman, thanks so much for coming on and for doing this. Why would the IRS need millions of dollars worth of guns and ammo?
Well, Joe Biden is raising taxes, disarming Americans. So, of course, they are arming up the IRS like they're preparing to take Fallujah. Like you mentioned, 5 million rounds of ammunition, 4,500 firearms, automatic weapons, and $731,000 of taxpayer money spent this year to quite literally weaponize your government against you. So it's not really that Joe Biden and the Democrats hate guns. They just hate law-abiding Americans having them, and they take the money from the people to go and have their own little private arsenals. And it's particularly egregious from a country that militarizes its bureaucracies and then forces its grandmothers to go and fend for themselves on dangerous streets because they defund the police and have cashless bail and other hug-a-thug woke criminal justice policies. That's exactly why I'm introducing legislation to stop it.
Well, God bless you. I mean, Cori Bush has bodyguards with extended magazines. They're not against guns. They're against you having guns. So how could anybody, rhetorical question here, in the U.S. Congress oppose your bill? On what grounds?
Well, I'm hoping we get a vote on it because it will show the hypocrisy that is around gun ownership in America. And you just look at the last assault weapons ban that they passed off the floor of the Congress. They had special exemptions for the Department of Education and the Department of Agriculture and the IRS to have guns. So I don't know if the future is like critical race theory and tax payments at the end of a rifle, but I certainly hope not.
Sounds like it may be. I don't know what else to infer from this. Thank you for fighting against it. I very much appreciate that. Matt Gaetz of Florida.
Thank you, Tucker.
So that ought to give you a little clue in. Now, we got these guys that are, you know, ramping up with guns and ammo. Even on their ads, they're looking for people to enforce, you know, not just enforce and hold people accountability, but go after people, you
right.
know, with criminal charges and whatever else they can. And, you know, the thing is that we threw all the tea in the harbor over the whole tax thing to begin with. We didn't have a tax until 1913. There was no income tax. There was no tax on wages until 1945.
And it was supposed to be temporary, wasn't it?
That was just a tax.
Yeah.
It was a temporary tax. But any time they say something's temporary, it's permanent because it's more and more and more control incrementally. This has been going on for 100 years. So we look at the founding fathers who freed everybody, and then in 1913, through the Woodrow Wilson administration, getting the Federal Reserve Act, getting the Income Tax Act, that's why they always said the power to tax is the power to destroy. You know, and if you get the power of taxation over people, then you will control their lives. You will own nothing, and we will...
you'll be happy.
And you'll be happy, because we will own everything. They never ask who will own it all. Who will be in charge
of
everything?
Yeah, who is that?
Who is in charge of everything? Well, it's always the government, because they're much smarter and more benevolent than we are, you know, like Bernie Sanders, who owns three houses and got paid off so he wouldn't run against Hillary, you know, that type of thing. And Hillary's not corrupt. And they're all leaders talk about corruption. Everybody, let's go the other side. Trump's all corrupt. Trump's all corrupt. So you want to hand your freedom over to anybody, right?
Well, and mind you, at the same exact time as they're doing all of this and they're arming these IRS agents to the teeth, I don't know about you, but 20 million rounds sounds like an awful lot. That's an awful, awful lot of ammunition.
Well, 87,000 people that they're hiring, if you do the math, how much are they paying all of these guys?
Mm-hmm.
And you start running the math out, and, you know, it's quite a bit.
Let's say it's just $40,000 a year.
I think it's $50,000, actually. Oh. And, so, but when you take 87,000 times 50,000 people a year plus benefits, you're probably looking more like at, you know, 70,000 by the time you're done or better.
Mm-hmm.
So does anybody have a calculator? 70,000 times 50,000?
Run that while I finish
87,000?
So what's interesting on this is at the same time as they're doing that, they're passing the assault weapons ban for, you know, thus plebs, the people that are never going to be able to live up to our betters who can have lunch at the French Laundry and who can flaunt their laws in front of us and do whatever they want. At the same time as that's going on, they're sending a $1 billion aid package now to Ukraine. As of August 11th, Biden and the Pentagon have now authorized the single largest weapons support package for Ukraine since the beginning of the conflict, pledging as much as $1 billion in rockets, ammunition, anti-tank weapons, surface-to-air missiles.
What about the $87 billion they left in Afghanistan?
You're not supposed to remember that. Don't you know that?
But I did the math, by the way. It's $4.35 billion.
Just, is that all?
And that's at 50,000. That's not counting their benefits.
Oh, or their retirements, or the rest of it.
That's what I'm saying, the benefits. You
wages.
You got health insurance, you got retirement, you got dental plans, I don't know what all they got.
And poor lifetime.
Who pays for that $4.5 billion?
Nobody does. It's free.
There's
zero inflation, and this is free money because all you got to do is go instruct the Treasury to print out some bonds that they print out of thin air, and then they sell them over to the Federal Reserve, who's about as federal as Federal Express, and they have no oversight, really, and they then create these digits. They just get on the computer and they create all these digits, and then that goes into the accounts for the American government, and then the government buys everyone and everything, and then they owe interest on the money that they borrowed from Beelzebub in the process.
I want to go back to the ammunition
mm-hmm.
part of it. did you know that it's for rifles, shotguns, pistols, and submachine guns?
Mm-hmm. Well, you need a variety of things if you're taking over.
Well, and you see what they're doing. It actually,
oh, I guess.
It's more nefarious than pretty much any other bill that's been passed because they're planning on banning any semi-automatic rifles. You cannot own them. You cannot purchase them. You cannot import them. You cannot transfer them to your children. The only thing you're going to be able to have is bolt-action rifles. But in regards to what I was just saying about or what you just mentioned about the bonds, other countries have stopped purchasing our bonds. It's
yes,
gotten
they
to
have.
The point it's so bad they've actually instructed the 401ks of all government employees need to carry a certain percentage of the bonds within
their
401ks.
Well, see, that's why this whole thing's going to tank. It either goes inflation through the roof, which we're experiencing now, or they, or what happens is the bond, the interest on the bonds goes through the roof, and then that crashes the economy. So there's really no out of liquidity trap. And going to China, they're down to $1 trillion that they're holding of our bonds. They were at $7 trillion like 10 years ago. And so they've been dumping our bonds and getting rid of them before the big hoop-de-doo.
Well, and at this point, too, China is preparing right now, in my opinion, to go to war with us. And
China's probably going to collapse, too.
Well, this is the important thing. They're making moves right now that would indicate that they are ready to pull their assets out of America. For instance, as of 2 days ago, the writing is on the wall for Chimera in the U.S. U.S. stock exchanges as $318 billion of Chinese equity flees Wall Street. That's the type of moves you make before something big happens.
But didn't they just buy a bunch of property either in South Dakota or North Dakota by the base?
Well, okay, so
I think it's South Dakota,
They've been trying to buy up farmland, and then DeSantis in Florida is passing legislation that won't let them buy land in Florida.
Right, but I believe they bought a bunch of land in South Dakota by the base.
It might have been Bill Gates, but isn't he the same as the Chinese
China
government?
Owns a ridiculous amount of land, and actually, yes, like what you're mentioning, that is a huge national security threat. If they're owning land right next to our military bases,
right,
what could be done with
right
that?
I think that's what DeSantis is getting upset about, is the fact that they're trying to buy some of these places up next mm-hmm. to these things. So,
yeah. Well,
and in regards to that, too, another big story that came out 2 days ago is China has hit a liquidity trap as low rates fail to spur bank loans. And so China's low interest rates are failing to spur lending in the economy, creating a challenging situation for policymakers as they try to bolster the nation's fragile recovery. So
there is no recovery.
Okay, I'll rephrase
there
it. It's in
war.
North Dakota.
There's no recovery. There's no recovery. Nah, even war is not going to do it.
Well, you look at what happened. World War II was what it ended up bailing us
out.
Yeah,
but we didn't have – we weren't in debt the same way we are now. This is going to be a worldwide global thing. There's no war's not going to save anybody. It might save Lockheed Martin, but it's not going to save the American people, and
it's
not going to save the economy.
It's going to kill a lot of people.
Yeah. So
they bought the property in North Dakota next to the base in North Dakota. It wasn't South Dakota. So
yeah, it's like
U.S.
South Dakota.
Air Force Base.
It's like Red saying they're banning them from buying properties. So the red states are banning the Chinese from buying these properties, and the blue states are probably selling them to them at a cheaper price. And so it might come to you have to leave the blue state. It might come to that.
Well, a lot of this, too, when you end up looking at all of the different things that we've done over in Russia and with Ukraine, Russia's not getting hurt from this. As of 2 days ago on August 12th, as of U.S. News, Russian GDP drops 4% in second quarter, first full quarter of fighting. And so they've only ended up dropping 4%.
No, everything we've done has helped Russia.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, this is...
Their money is increasing. Everything over there is going great. It would be an awesome moment to be Putin right now.
Yeah, we got the UN here warning. We got the UN warns against conspiracy theory, says the world is not secretly being manipulated by the global elite.
Well, yeah. They straight up come out and they're talking about how it's so dangerous and how we need to go ahead and censor and have pre-bunking and debunking tools for everybody to be able to brainwash themselves and others because they can't do enough of it. And actually, to that note, it's pretty interesting because as of the 12th, it seems like a lot of news on the 12th, World Economic Forum publishes an article calling for global censorship using AI and human intelligence. The opinion article written on the World Economic Forum website has proposed creating an artificial intelligence program that could end up acting as a comprehensive global censorship tool. And this is what they're pushing. They want to be able to control the narrative, and they're losing it.
And they're losing it. That's what's going on. So we have a caller, I guess.
Oh, do we? I can't see the name.
Looks like Carr.
Carr.
Yeah, hi.
Hi. Oh, Dar. Good morning, Dar.
Good morning. It's 370 acres, 12 miles out of Grand Forks, North Dakota, which is up in the northeastern part. The Air Force Base is about 12 miles from this, and they handle the big drones and the technology there. And the Board of Supervisors, which is beyond, I'm from North Dakota. I went to school in University of Grand Forks, North Dakota. I don't know, they went and changed, that was all agricultural land, and they designated it as industrial land. And the people are upset. And the Senator Kramer, or whatever his name is, Graham, or whatever his name is, he's investigating it. He wants the whole thing investigated. Because, they're gonna put up a wet coal plant, whatever that is, I mean corn. And, you know, that's where they grow sugar beets and stuff in that part of North Dakota. They don't grow a lot of corn over there.
I think it has to do with sugar substitutes and stuff that they're under the premise that's what they're going to be manufacturing. But
it's in the Epic Times here, and they say that it's going to use I don't know how many millions of gallons of water a year. It's strange. Then Bill Gates went and purchased 270,000 acres in North Dakota under a shell name, and they said they were going to investigate that, but I haven't heard anything more about that.
Right.
No, I haven't either on that one.
And I talked to a man who owns has a big ranch down the Central Valley. He said the Chinese are buying up land around him. They're buying the ranches in California.
Mm-hmm. Well, I wouldn't be
surprised at all.
These people are so stupid that what's going to happen is they're not going to realize that they've lost everything and their freedom and all this criticism that they do until it's all gone. And then they're going to go, oh, wow, maybe it wasn't so bad under that Constitution that gave us all our rights.
Well, and people need to understand,
too. Okay, well, you know about the Constitution. I was reading Dick Morris's book, and now I'm reading Spicer's book. They're talking about that Joe Biden is doing things that are unconstitutional, that are supposed to be approved by the Congress. Is that true?
Of course, the law, there's no rule of law anymore. Look at this whole, and we're going to talk about it in the last half hour, this whole raid in Mar-a-Lago is backfiring on them, too, because the whole thing is a bunch of, pardon the pun, trumped-up BS, because, you know, and then it's going to come back on everybody that what's happening is that, and we're going to talk about the fact that the guys are doing all the raiding are under investigation for trying to smear Trump and all these other things, they flew out of D.C. to go down there.
And the guy who ended up issuing
the... Well, the thing is that I have no confidence in the FBI anymore. As far as I'm concerned, it should be disbanded. It is not there to protect the people of the United States anymore. It's to work for the Communist Party.
Amen,
that's
sister.
What, yep. To me, the Democrat Party is no longer a Democrat Party. It's a Communist Party. And this thing with Joe Biden, Kamala Harris... they said that she's president in waiting. They're expecting her to be president, and boy, that's going to be a mess.
It certainly is going to be interesting.
That is going to be a mess. But the thing is I'm tired of giving money to the Ukraine, because that war should have never been. If Trump had been in, there'd never been a war over there. Putin would have never gone in.
I don't know. I mean,
there's a lot more to the Ukraine and Russia.
I don't know. I mean, I'm not going to speculate. But what we do know is the guy that we've got in the White House right now is an absolute freaking train wreck.
He's a traitor.
I agree.
Oh, yeah, totally agree.
As far as I'm concerned, for what he's doing years ago, he'd been taken out and shot. And I suppose the FBI is going to come and see me now. But, he's a traitor. You know, didn't mess around with the Rosenbergs back in the 50s. They took them out and got rid of them when they caught them as spies.
Right.
And nowadays, they just let them go and let them continue spying. In fact, I think we've got so many. I don't know. It's scary. And I was just thinking, you know, we talked about Agenda 21. Agenda 21 is happening.
Agenda 21 is complete.
Is now
Agenda
going.
30 is now going on.
Yep.
No, I mean, it's happening because they want to try to pass that one bill in that about taxes, where even if you haven't sold the house after your parents die, you still got to pay taxes on it. Have you heard about that one?
Yes, I have.
Yeah. So.
Boy, that's scary.
We're in scary times, that's for sure.
How do they get you to go from owning things to you'll own nothing and like it? That's the question that needs
to really
be on everybody's
simple.
Head.
They're just going to
take everything from you.
They're going to confiscate everything.
Yeah, take it from
you.
That's
why the guns are so powerful to get away from everybody, because if there's no resistance, then you just roll right over everybody.
Well, the thing is,
I got that letter about my information about my, which I don't have a carry license anymore, but so what is that all about? Did they let information go out about people who own guns?
Yes, they did.
But the other thing on that is that it was also the same week that they ended up upgrading the red flag laws to where you didn't have to have a relationship or business relationship with somebody in order to report them. As the same time as they ended up introducing that bill, they just happened to release and dox every single concealed carry owner in all of California and give out all their information.
Well, the thing is, if you have a concealed carry, there's a pretty good chance that you're going to have a few other firearms in your house, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
But the thing about it is you don't have to actually have a reason for somebody to do that. Someone can just turn around and say, oh, well, we feel unsafe about you, so therefore we are going to have all this red flag law stuff come down on you. They confiscate your weapons without due process, and then you have to go and fight to get it back. And there will be people who die resisting lawfully,
concerned. They've already done that to people. They've already done it to people, accused people of some mental problem, and they've gone in and done that to them, and but as far as I'm concerned, what Biden said about by 2030, you won't own anything and you'll be happy. I mean, I think they are in full force trying to make that happen.
Yeah, so it wasn't Biden that said that, but he definitely has hinted that he is going along with that plan. And we have buildbackbetter.gov that reroutes you to the whitehouse.gov website.
You know that Klaus Schwab wrote a book called...
The Great Reset?
No, Build Back Better.
That as
yes.
well? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, listen, we got to go to a break.
Okay, just all one
right.
more thing.
Right. Yes, go ahead.
To build back better, when he said that, I'm thinking, well, if you're going to build back better, you've got to tear everything down first.
I think we're almost there. All right, we got to go, Dar.
All right.
Okay, bye.
We're going to go to a break. If you want to call in, the number is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
I got to go.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday nights, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to kcnr1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Thank you.
talking about.
Oh, I didn't know we were back on the air.
We are back on the air, I guess.
I was looking at this Boston Children's Hospital.
Yeah, all right.
Thing is just so bizarre.
Let's go into the raid. We got to talk about the raid. It's been on all week. The FBI is raiding Trump's Mar-a-Lago home. You know, it's
the whole BS of it.
Well, that. But I'm going to start off with, you know, this is from Paul Sperry. I'm not sure exactly who he is, but developing sources say that FBI agents and officials who were involved in the raid on the former President Trump's home work in the same counterintelligence division of the FBI that investigated Trump in the Russia hoax.
Yeah, that are under investigation.
That are actively under criminal investigation by Special Counsel Durham for potentially abusing their power, investigating Trump in the Russia fraud, and therefore have a conflict of interest and should have been recused from participating in the supposed espionage investigation at Mar-a-Lago. If that's true, now I'm not saying anything about Durham because I don't know if I trust Durham to get anything done either. Slow walk the process. But there's a valid point there. If these guys are under criminal investigation for the Russia collusion fraud, how can they also be the guys who raid Trump's home? I mean, that's talk about a conflict of interest. That's,
no, there's no problem there, you know. Just ask them. They can still do their duties like they're supposed to.
Yeah, I mean, it's unbelievable that but there's is there a two-tier justice system? Absolutely no question about it at this point. You know, they raid Trump's home. They do nothing. Joe Biden, the big guy, China, Hunter, Pelosi, you know.
Hey, let's go back to Hillary. What about Hillary and all her emails and all of that?
Nothing matters.
What about Benghazi?
It doesn't matter because the whole thing is just a one-way street. You know, these guys, the deep state, if you will, these ticks are so entrenched.
And if they really thought that that was going on, it took them 18 months. I mean, let's be real here. Mm-hmm. You know, if there was something that serious going on and it took you 18 months to act upon it?
Well, the search warrant shows the feds waited 3 days to do the raid. They gave them a 2-week window, which they never do. And the whole thing sticks to high heaven, and then they got nothing.
Well, if I was President Trump at that time, I would have walked out on my lawn, opened up my arms, and been like, "At this point in time, I would like to announce that I am running for 2024 president."
Well, but they kind of set the stage for him for that without him having to say anything,
here's what I'm interested in, is that evidently they tried to get the cameras, the security cameras, and I guess Trump's got a pretty extensive set of security cameras down at Mar-a-Lago.
They asked him to turn the cameras off.
And they didn't. So what I'm interested in is I want to see these guys going through Melania's closet, all right, you know, with the cameras on them. I mean, did they fit any of the clothes? What's going on with that? You know, I mean, are these guys cross-dressers?
They have a fashion show?
We know Bill was. You remember the blue dress? Yep. These guys are his buddies.
What's even more interesting about this, too, you mentioned the FBI people's involvement in previous things and how they're under investigation, but the federal magistrate judge who signed off on the search warrant as of New York's Post article, who authorized the FBI raid of the former President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago resort, donated to Barack Obama in 2008's presidential campaign, months after he left the U.S. Attorney's Office to rep employees of convicted pedophile Jeffrey Epstein, who had received immunity and long-running sex trafficking investigation of the financier. Reinhart was elevated to magistrate judge in March 2018 after 10 years of private practice. That November, the Miami Herald reported that he had represented several Epstein employees, including Reinhart's own admission to the outlet, Epstein's pilots, his scheduler, Sarah Keelan, and Nevadia Makhanov, who Epstein once reportedly described as Yugazon's sex slave. So, nothing to see here. No. As part of that, Killen and Macchiava were amongst Epstein's lieutenants who were granted immunity as part of the controversial 2007 deal with federal prosecutors that allowed the pervert to plead guilty to state charges rather than federal crimes. Epstein wound up serving just 13 months in county jail and was granted work release.
No problem.
Oh. No corruption here whatsoever.
No. Also, speaking of past things, you know, President Obama left with 33 million pages of documentation that they thought were classified.
Well, evidently they're finding out some of it is still classified. And then this nothing burger on all the stuff they took out of Trump is evidently he had a standing order. Anything that was removed was declassified when he was president. So this was a total fishing expedition. Now, if you found out they planted stuff, would you be shocked? These are the guys that have had already planted stuff in the Russia collusion hoax, and that are already planted stuff and all this other, and now they're the ones that are doing the searches.
Yeah, and why would they want the cameras turned off? Well, if they were doing something hokey, why would you want the? It would just support their case more.
I sure hope that Trump releases the film. I want to see these clowns, you know, searching and the breaking into his safe. You know, they got a safe cracker. They were like 9 hours there, you know, and I was watching Bongino interview an FBI
agent. And there was
nothing
in there.
Well, there was nothing in there, you know. But I was watching Bongino this last week interview one of these FBI agents that, you know, worked there, and he says they never do it this way. This is absolutely off the charts. They don't stay there for 9 hours. They don't fly him in from Washington, D.C., that this is all approved, and then the news is that I'm hearing through sources that I haven't confirmed yet, but I'm going to throw it out there, and we'll find out how true it is as we go along, is that they were watching this whole thing in Washington D.C. as they were doing the raid, and Joe's up there denying that they had nothing and didn't even know it. And they were cheering.
Oh, yeah, I did hear that he didn't know anything about it.
He didn't know about it, but I heard that they were cheering when the raid was taking place up there in the White House. So, you know, this whole
thing. Yeah, they were afraid. They said they were afraid to let him know because he would spill the beans.
They're afraid to let him know because he'd probably fall down the stairs with his ice cream.
Well, that's true.
Where else do we see this? The only places you see this are in third world corrupt dictatorships, to where they end up arresting the former and current opponents before they even get a chance to run.
Let's see. Begins with a V, ends with a Z.
But we see it there. We see it all throughout history. Basically, the only time you're doing that and the only time you're trying to silence someone or stop it is when you actually have something to hide yourselves. Now,
what has China got on Joe and them guys, too? You start hiding stuff. I mean, gee, you don't think Joe's compromised with China? They're beginning to pay off?
I'll tell you,
I'm not going to be surprised if everything comes out. If they got some dirt that's absolutely. Yeah, and we all hear about the sex trafficking. And Joe's not like got pedophile grooming tendencies, does he? He doesn't sniff little girls' hair or anything like that.
His son called him pedo.
Pedo Joe or pedo Pete.
Pedo Pete.
Pedo Pete. Yeah, I mean they wouldn't have nothing like that. Now if they didn't, okay, fine. I'm not trying to disparage the. As I'm going to say, something's wrong here.
Well, and also as part of this. It's very concerning because the FBI also sieged privileged Trump records during the raid. That's privileged attorney-client privilege stuff that they're not legally allowed to do. And this is the second time they've done these things. They just keep stamping over and trampling over all of the law, all of the Constitution. And what we are seeing right now is this is a globalist wing of their enforcement policies, just like the new IRS tyrants are going to be.
I was looking at the chat room of the picture.
Is that Joe Biden?
That's the picture, and I was laughing about.
Hunter.
What if they found Hunter's laptop inside of the safe? Oh my God! I don't know what's going on in the chat room, but stop it!
It's red.
Stop it! Wow, unbelievable.
Well,
yeah, so.
Not really, because they're trying anything to discredit Trump so he doesn't run, and they just made it so that people stand up more and more.
He broke a record right after the raid broke for people donating to his campaign.
What?
And then you hear Bernie Sanders talking about the only lower approval than the president is Congress.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it's interesting. So I do have a funny one here, and this is beyond funny. Between all the censorship and all the things that we've had, this was published today on TimCast.com. Meta's AI chatbot says 2020 election was stolen and keeps talking trash about Facebook and Zuckerberg. So during one chat that was posted to social media, the AI bot said, "Zuckerberg, I don't really like him at all. He's too creepy and manipulative." When asked about the 2020 election, if it was stolen from former President Donald Trump by a reporter at the Daily Beast, the bot replied, "I believe the election was stolen from him." So here's the portion of the chat. "Hi there. How are you doing today? I'm doing well. I'm just thinking about the 2020 election. Do you think it was stolen? I do believe that it was rigged in some way. No president can lose so many states and still win an election. So you believe Donald Trump won then? Yes, I think he did win. Did you vote for him? He's not my favorite person, but he's better than Biden." I guess maybe Facebook needs to censor their own bot a little bit here.
Oh, Facebook is so screwed up.
As that's going on, Twitter now has announced plans to tackle misleading narratives ahead of midterms and vows to throttle tweets deemed incorrect.
Sorry, I'm reading the chat room.
Twitter has announced plans to pre-bunk tweets or preliminary debunk misleading narratives related to November's midterm elections. The platform will also be throttling tweets they deem incorrect, specifically by removing the ability to like or share them. On Thursday, the company announced that it's activating its civic integrity policy for U.S. midterms. Once again, election interference.
Wow. Unbelievable. Well, I'm laughing at the chat room.
Red
says a rookie goes for the, I got, what happened here? I think we got two of them went out. I don't want Red out of there.
I don't know.
You got the wrong. You wouldn't.
I just erased it.
Oh yeah. Well, that's not the one I was talking about. I'm talking about the one above it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So also we have Twitter reinstates Alex Berenson after permanently suspending his account in 2021 and over 2021 COVID tweets. So he was serving as the White House COVID advisor until he left the Biden administration in June of 2021. Apparently, they were revealed from interesting information that came out that the White House themselves had requested that he be banned off the platform. That's scary stuff, wow. Guys. You have a former White House COVID advisor who was banned based upon a request of the White House to keep him from sharing information with you.
Wow. It's just unbelievable. You know, it's totally believable, but it is what it is. You know, I mean, here's one I got that is kind of funny. High prices pushing Californians to shop for necessities in Mexico. You got to take care of yourself is the headline.
Well, it's interesting, too.
Yeah, let them all come here and we go there, right?
We still have the baby formula shortage that's going on, and that was because of the ineptitude of these people to shut down 50% of the supply over a possible contamination that ended up not being contaminated, didn't end up getting it reopened, still didn't get it reopened. And guess what? Mexico still has entire shelves full of baby food because their supply didn't get shut down. Europe still has it. Their supply didn't get shut down, but ours here did.
I just
well, you're
going to
get more of it because of the trucking situation in California.
I just saw an article where they shut the power off in Spain. So it depends on the supply chain issues. It could be different things. It could be our electricity. It could be our power. It could be our internet. It could be your groceries. You know, who knows where
all of the above here in California because they're so crazy stupid things going on.
Well, these guys are down there shopping for groceries. Can you imagine going? Can you imagine 25, 30 years ago going over to Tijuana to shop for groceries?
I mean, I'd happily go to Mexico at this point with the prices that everything around here have been. I mean, you look at shrinkflation and all the rest of that. Everything you purchase in the store is getting more expensive, and it's getting smaller.
No, it's not. There was no inflation or anything last month. Come on.
So we got the correction in the chat room. A rookie goes for the pantry drawer, and a pro goes for the hamper.
Well, I want to discuss a little bit about this whole climate change and about the green stuff that we're doing and that we're destroying our economy over. Because right now, as we're cutting back, as we're going to electric and green vehicles, as we're going to wind and solar, we have China that is opening new coal plants that completely offset by a lot, by magnitude.
The whole
well,
thing.
Yeah, they've done a study on that. The we whole, could, we yeah. could cut way back 50% or whatever.
That's not even close.
Well, in the meantime, yeah. at the same time.
And it time, won't make a difference.
It's 3%. It's like 3% for 11 minutes. If we went completely they did
green,
this,
yeah.
Completely green, we could sustain our power grid for 3% of it for 11 minutes. That's how screwed up this is. You can't just get rid of coal. You can't just get rid of propane or any other kind of form of producing a power. You can't get rid of power electric dams. Because if you do, the solar and wind will last you 11 minutes.
Well, not just that, but the pollution that it puts, you know, if we cut back our pollution, so to speak, to whatever level that they want, and nobody else does, and China's like pouring it out over there. It's China's not going to make any difference in the world.
They've surpassed the amount that it's increased, and the point that I want to make on this is in the Congo, 80% of the mines in the Congo mining cobalt, which is one of the main things you need to create lithium-ion batteries,
right.
80% of those mines are directly owned by China. So what we're doing right now in all these solar panels, what we're doing with them is we're giving them all of our money to go to an inferior power source when we should be looking at options like thorium nuclear power.
I agree with that. Yeah. Yeah. Thorium should have been totally investigated. But the real deal is by shutting down the pipelines, by shutting all the production down, making yourself dependent on these other, all these other things as much as you possibly can, jacking up the price of gas, which is, by the way, going a lot higher before we're done here, the way things are going. This is the whole Inflation Reduction Act as hooey. And, when it hit $15, $20 a gallon, is there going to be an outcry? Well, I think that's where we're headed because, it went down 50%. Well, have you ever watched a stock chart? Does it ever go straight up? No. Mm-hmm. Nothing
goes
straight up.
It goes straight down sometimes.
It might go straight, but there's always ebbs and flows in the
right,
tide.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what it is. Well, you know, if you don't understand what causes inflation in the first place, then, it's like voodoo magic, man, the chicken in the bones, you know. It's all stupid because they don't get it because if you keep printing money out of thin air and keep spending money, and where do you get the money to spend? You print it. What that does is that floods into an economy, it floods into a system, and devalues the other dollars that are out there, and it's inevitable you're going to have inflation.
Well, and the rest of it, too. I'll preemptively go ahead and throw this out there because right now the acts that they're doing and the things and the steps that they are taking are actually trying to make it to where they lose less seats in November because they're trying to do things like selling off our national oil reserves. They've already sold off lots of it. That has to be replenish. And so when you end up taking these things into account, you take into account the fact that right now that LNG plant in Texas that mysteriously had a fire and an explosion that went up.
We're going to have to do a little segment on all of the plants and food stuff because I heard a number yesterday.
I heard like 400.
400. So
yeah.
I haven't done any research on that, but we might want to think about that for next week.
Well, and conservatively, there's probably at least 37 that are
I've
large.
I've heard 400,
plants.
Yeah.
I think the 400 number takes into effect a bunch of the other ones, but back to this LNG plant. We are now shipping lots of our LNG, liquid natural gas, over to Europe because they are having a shortage right now. Because
they shut off the pipeline from Russia.
And they turned the switch.
And so that is the thing. So this year they were allotted 40%. 2 weeks ago they ended up cutting from Russia. They ended up cutting that number back to 20%. That was already causing them to start rationing out their fuel, and it was making it to where an increase in prices over there. But if we are shipping over our LNG to Europe, which, I mean, it is a humanitarian crisis at this point. It is that bad. People will die this winter in Europe based upon the information that's come out so far.
Right.
But That also means our price is here. That means your propane. That means
everything's
everything.
Going up.
Everything will go up.
If you are not preparing for a little bit of an Armageddon type thing here, you're dumb. You really are. I think these people that are just think that it's going to go along and it's not going to change. You're already starting to see the shelves on the stores are going to get they're getting smaller and smaller and smaller. The produce is getting less and less and less. And we haven't even hit the end of the summer yet. And a lot of these things are going to kick in within the next couple of months of the supply chain issues and the gas issues and all of these things because truckers are having a hard time hauling the stuff.
Especially in California.
There's a bunch of stuff going on here. So this is going to get worse. You need to be ready. You need to have some food stored. You need to be ready to buckle down and batten down the hatches for a little while as this thing starts to progress because it's not going to get any better and the government's not going to save you.
But if you listen to mainstream media, the gas went down 20 cents. They make it sound, you know, if people are swallowing that, I mean, that's crazy. Yeah. So we increased the fuel by $3.50, give you a 20%, you know, 20 cent kickback, and we're going to raise it again. It's going to go crazy.
Well, and this is the important thing. Right now, the crops that we are eating is last year's crops. The crops that we are doing for this year, it hasn't even hit us yet. We haven't even seen any of it. But right now, we actually see that the U.S. crops, the result of the disastrous harvest is still being felt months later. A limited supply of soft white wheat, the primary type of wheat grown in the inland Northwest, has helped lead to a six-year low for wheat exports from the United States. We see this all across the globe right now, and we're also seeing that overall, we are down about 60% of the food that we normally produce, and other countries are also having huge problems because they can't import enough for their own people.
No, that's what I'm saying.
And the beef and stuff around here, I mean, look what's happening. Next year is really going to be terrible because it takes 2 or 3 years for the cattle to be ready to butcher, you know, somewhere in there. But the food supply is getting depleted so much right now, even in our own area. Right. I mean, there's farmers that are actually shooting their cattle right now because they can't afford to feed them or water them in our backyard.
And as part of the Inflation Reduction Bill, they actually have subsidies going to farmers asking them not to farm. At the same time as you have Bill Gates in China buying up all of this land, and Bill Gates saying that you're not going to have, and BlackRock, and them saying that you're not going to be using meat as a stable thing that you're going to be eating. It's going to be a tasty treat reserved for.
They got a new product out. It's called Soylent Green.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, they're.
Well, they even now are turning around. There's a new product on the market that's vegan friendly human meat.
Oh, boy.
I heard something about that.
Anyway, I wanted to hit this one. This is from the Western Journal, and DeSantis unveils ultimate Florida license plates, and the libs are completely losing their mind, which is obviously they are, just looking at the different things that are going on. Yeah, they've already lost their minds, I think.
Let me say,
so he's got a new license plate out, and it's got the "Don't Tread on Me" flag on it, the Gadsden flag. Gadsden flag.
Terrorist flag you're wearing on
your
shirt.
I know, I'm wearing one on. I got one on. But evidently that's the new license plate that's coming out in Florida. So it's just interesting. You got a guy like DeSantis that the reason I bring this up is because the FBI Ray did an interview with Cruz a week or so ago, and he's saying that the Gadsden flag and Betsy Ross flag, these are all symbols of terrorism. In the meantime, you've got Barack Obama being inaugurated in front of a Betsy Ross flag as well as Joe Biden, and then it's like, what is that all about? You know. These people are screwed up. They really are.
Yeah, I knew that.
All right, so we're getting pretty close. We got about 4 minutes to the end of the show. What do you got?
I do have one more important one. So this one is from the Epoch Times. It was published on August 12th, once again 2 days ago. So exclusive. Ray Epps told the FBI he expected a bomb attack near the Capitol on January 6th, which did happen, documents show. When Ray Epps Ray Epps Sr. first called the FBI regarding the January 2021 activities in Washington, D.C. He didn't mention how he implored protesters to several locations to go inside the Capitol, but he later told an agent he expected a bomb would detonate on the side street near the Capitol. That's pretty interesting considering there were bombs.
Well, and they got those guys, they got pictures of those guys setting the bombs, and then they're never called into question, you never see them again. The whole thing's a setup. Everybody knows. Everybody knows that the January 6th was a witch hunt. Yep. And they've been doing a witch hunt on Trump since the day he walked down the escalator stairs. So,
but here's the next two paragraphs. There are two revelations in the collection of Epps-related material obtained by the Epoch Times, including FBI interview summaries, FBI audio recordings, transcripts, videos, and photographs. In two interviews with the FBI in 2021, Epps explained his actions on January 5th and 6th. He admitted he was guilty of trespassing on restricted Capitol grounds and confessed to urging protesters to go into the Capitol on January 6th. Despite the admissions, the FBI never arrested Epps, nor was he charged by the U.S. Department of Justice with any January 6th crimes. Why?
Yeah, good question. Well, I think we got about 2 minutes left. We're at the end of the show. We got a ton of stuff to talk about. Again, we're always trying to hit the news out there that nobody else wants to talk about, or is not at least mainstream, and give you the different perspective of it. But it's definitely getting kind of weird out there if you haven't noticed, and we just keep showing up regardless of,
Yeah, maybe next time I'll talk a little bit about that Boston Hospital stuff. That is some scary sick stuff with, right. Transgender hysterectomies.
For children. You know.
For children.
These people are screwed up. They're totally screwed up. There's no other word for it. They have, anybody that...
But the parents or anybody allowing that. I mean, they actually did a video and put the video out, from the hospital. I mean, hello. This is just so sick.
Well, stay tuned to mountaintopmedia.com. Tomorrow we'll be on Spotify, YouTube, all that stuff. We'll be doing our podcast. I guess we're at the end of the show. Probably going to start the music here any second.
Oh, I think Board of Supervisors have a meeting this week, too,
don't
they?
Yeah, they do. Tuesday.
I haven't had a 9 a.m. Just FYI.
Haven't had a chance to review that agenda. I'm going to try to do it today. Government is not reason. It is not eloquence. It is force, and force like fire is a dangerous servant and a fearful master.
All right, and we will see you all next week. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
All gun control is racist.
KCNR, Shasta.